Let's talk to Michael J. Fox with Gasta. Good morning.
Really?
No. Refuse to talk to us, huh?
My fantasy is I have an aluminum bat and this phone in the parking lot.
I can take care of it for you. I can tell you I have a bat.
Friday afternoon, 3 p.m.
All right, Michael J. Fox, good morning.
Good morning, guys. How's it going?
No, better. I want to hear what you have to say. Ask me at the end of this.
Yeah, go with that.
There's a story today that U.S. gas prices hit a record high amid the Memorial Day weekend. If you live in the Los Angeles or San Francisco area, you may be paying $7.25 a gallon.
Oh, come on. What?
Oh, my God.
What was that sound? Did someone nuts dropped in acid?
Pretty much, yeah.
All right. On average, it's about $6.15 a gallon. It's $120 a barrel. And, yeah.
Oops. He just vaporized.
It just went up again.
He just vaporized. I'm out of here.
All right. So I guess question one is, will it get worse?
Absolutely going to get worse. We will get to probably around $6.50 a gallon by 4th of July.
Really?
Here? No.
Here in Connecticut?
Yes.
Oh, God.
We are up 57 cents a gallon just in the month of May. If you go back and last year, the actual average was down a penny. Then you go from 2021 to 2022, May of 2021 to May of 2022, we are up $1.93. Here's the reason why. When we go back to 2021.
Did you say we're up $1.93?
From last year?
Yeah. From last year. That's in the wholesale cost. So obviously retail, when you add in taxes, transportation, and everything else, is going to be a little bit higher. But, yep, that's just the wholesale increases.
That's just the wholesale.
Here's the reason. Yep, wholesale. And, again, whatever
happens
in the wholesale is going
to
happen
in retail. And it costs way more to transport now because diesel's through the roof. We'll get to that in a second. But okay.
You're
up $1.93. We're up more than $1.93 then.
That's correct. Now, when you look at why, so go back that year to 2021, and demand was at 5.9 million barrels per day, and we were producing 13.1 million barrels a day, more than double. Recipe for low prices.
Yes.
Flash forward to today, our demand is 8.6 million barrels a day, and our demand is down to 11.6 million. Million barrels a day.
Wait. You mean our production?
Production, right?
So demand is 8.6. And production is what?
11.6. It's down from 13.1.
But the math still suggests that we're making
increased prices.
But it suggests that we're making more than we need. Why
wouldn't it translate?
Act like I don't understand.
You have to factor in exports. Just what we're producing, we're still exporting.
Oh, we're
product.
Sending out.
Here's an idea. Why don't we just keep it, and everybody else can go screw themselves.
So the problem you have with that is
it's ours. It's ours.
Contracts. You just can't honor a contract.
Well, sure you can. Just say we're done with this. See ya. We got all these weapons. Try it.
And other countries will say the same thing to us, and then we starve.
We grow our own food. What do we get from anywhere else, really? What do we get?
A bunch
of spices. Who cares? We'll figure it over here.
I don't think that plan's going to work.
Yeah.
Oh, I just want to beam into, like, President AJ.
Yes. A world where this is a reality.
I'll have this all fixed in a week.
It's just we're a nuclear singed ball.
No. I know. Not if you hit them first.
Yeah. Exactly. Not if we hit them first.
Right.
All right. I'm sorry.
They live on the same ball, AJ.
That's okay. We're not part of them.
Let's bring it back.
Yes. Okay.
Okay. So you say it is absolutely going to get worse.
I until I see these numbers change, until I see production numbers turn around and start to go up, continue to go down, there is no way but prices can continue to go up.
All right, top four reasons why they're going up. Less production.
Basically, that production is down and demand is up. We are not producing enough here in the United States along with our exports to meet our own demand. And until we start, until Biden takes off the chokehold on U.S. production of crude oil, we are not going to see lower prices.
A lot of folks are mentioning the shortage of employees, and we can't truck this stuff around. And then the other thing is the Russian invasion of Ukraine.
Well, if you look at the numbers, okay, Ukraine had nothing to do with it. Now, when we talk about Russian crude oil, that's a little bit of a different story. If Biden had allowed the Keystone XL pipeline to go through, that would have more than by double taken care of all of the production of crude oil that Russia puts forth. Here's the part for me as a just a common sense, uneducated person. He's now in talks with Venezuela to bring crude from Venezuela to the United States. But he's a climate czar because he wants everybody to be electric. And Venezuela has some of the dirtiest crude oil in the world. So he's actually going to a country that produces the dirtiest crude instead of countries that produce clean crude. I don't get that. But then logically, if he's trying to make worse, he will accomplish that. That old story, follow the money and look at the long game.
So are we seeing, I only have to ask my wife to know the answer to this question, but you might have some actual hard statistics. I know groceries are through the roof now. Is this because of transportation or just because of everything? Because there's a lack of workers and COVID and blah, blah, blah.
So I'm not so sure the workers are the biggest problem that we see out there. I mean, we could use more workers. We could use especially more in the transportation industry. But certainly the cost of diesel fuel is the biggest problem. Yeah. You need look no further than home heating oil. My cousin just called me and said, hey, should I lock into a heating oil contract? It's at $4 a gallon. My last contract was a little over $2. Our price is going to go down. And I said to her, lock in as fast as you can. You're lucky you can get one. When you look at doubling the cost of home heating oil, that means that a trucker went from about $75 to a fill up to about $400 a fill up.
My God.
And then if they have to travel longer and farther because there's less drivers, that's just a recipe for higher prices.
Awesome.
Why is diesel more expensive than gas when I thought gas had to be refined more than diesel?
No, it's the other way around now. Oh. So when they took the sulfur out of diesel, I mean, we all remember those days where you'd be behind a bus and your eyes would get red and you'd tear up and, you know, you couldn't breathe. And that was the sulfur. And now diesel fuel actually goes through almost three stages of refining. So diesel takes longer and is more costly to refine into diesel fuel than regular gasoline.
Okay. That makes sense now. Michael J. Fox with Gasta is on. We have a question for you. Do you mind if I go to the phone here?
Sure.
All right. Tone in Bridgeport.
Good morning, everyone. How's everything?
Good.
Question regarding the drilling on lease, the drilling leases on federal land. That's going to be suspended soon. That will also have an impact on the price of gas.
Yes, and the issue is, don't fall for that. We're going to open up the leases because lease is part A. It's the permit that you need once you get the lease in order to drill. And that's the thing that the Biden administration is really slow rolling. So if you remember, under President Trump, he actually approved the permit to start and finish construction of the Keystone XL pipeline. And the only way that President Biden could stop that was through executive order and actually revoke the permit. But at the same time, the Biden administration approved the pipeline in Germany to get product from Russia. It just defies logic.
That basically sums him up.
Everybody has to understand this. Even though I talked earlier about dirty Venezuelan crude oil, that has to be loaded on a huge cargo ship that burns that expensive diesel that takes 3 weeks to transport from Venezuela to the United States and then be offloaded into tanks before it can go through the refinery. If we had completed the Keystone XL pipeline, at 8 o'clock in the morning, you put in an order for 500,000 barrels of crude oil at the refinery, and at 8:01, it's going through the refinery. It is not only the most environmentally best way to deliver crude oil, it's the most cost-effective.
Wow. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, you know, the one thing with a political argument is you're not going to sway the other side.
No.
No matter, you know, if you're talking to a Republican or a Democrat, they're just...
Set in their ways.
It is a waste of oxygen.
Yeah.
So. I will tell you what I am pleasantly surprised about. Have a lot of Democratic friends who said Trump was the enemy of the world and Biden's going to save us. And they're all saying the same thing. Boy, I'm not sure that that's what I voted for. Mm. So when you say that, you're talking about the political talking heads, you're not going to sway. And even those people can't come up with excuses anymore. The voters are the ones that are going to change things. Hopefully we change things in a large enough way in November that both the Senate and the House in Washington have a large Republican majority so that if we put forward bills and Biden vetoes them, they could be overridden. And I think you're going to see that happen. When you start to take baby formula off the shelves and Mama Bear can't feed her cub, she doesn't care about party anymore. She cares about feeding her baby and feeding her family. And when you can't afford that, politics goes out the window.
But in the stories, I don't see any blame. I always see it's always something else.
Yeah.
You know, it's never...
Look over there!
But anyway, I just want to stay on this gas thing. It sucks. It just sucks. Yeah, Jennifer gets home from shopping. She's like, wow, I got the same stuff I got every week.
Yep.
Another $100. That's $400 a month.
Spent $300 for one item. Mm. Yep.
Well, when you take gasoline and diesel fuel, energy... And just in general, to call it energy. Energy is the only thing that when it goes up, it brings up the price of every single thing that we buy.
Yeah.
Right from beer to candy to bed sheets to soap. So you have to keep your energy costs low in order to have low prices. Now, that is the part that the war in Ukraine is having a big impact. We got a lot of fertilizer. We were talking about food earlier from Russia. And since we've basically put Russia on the shelf along with most of the rest of the world, that fertilizer is not coming in here. And that's probably, you know, along with the diesel fuel, tripling, quadrupling the cost for farmers to produce the food, you know, or the grain to feed the animals. So that is a big problem.
All right. Michael J. Fox, Executive Director of GASTA, Gasoline and Automotive Service Dealers of America. Thanks for coming on.